We talk about the use of timeouts fairly frequently. A timeout is interrupting something that's going on, giving somebody the feedback in order to allow them to make the change that's required. And that you as a manager will then see the impact that your feedback has had in the moment as it happens, rather than giving feedback at the end of the interaction and having to wait a week or 2 weeks to then see the changes. We know that there are a number of mindsets that sit around timeouts. Quite often, the person being observed doesn't enjoy a timeout because they feel as though they're being interrupted. They feel as though their team will observe the fact that they're being given feedback. We understand this, and we know that these mindsets can indeed stop people from doing timeouts. And we know that timeouts are really valuable because it does allow you as a manager to give somebody feedback and see the difference that that makes in the moment. So we really suggest that you contract up front with the person that you're doing the timeout with. It might be that the person who's being observed decides when to break the proceedings in order to have the timeout. It could be that they're doing a meeting and they ask the people in the meeting to have a think about something for a couple of minutes, and then they come to you in order to have their timeout. Or it might be you as the manager doing the observing has some form of sign in order to alert the person that, you know, you want to give them some feedback. But either way, contracting up front is absolutely the key to overcoming any mindsets that are stopping you and your team from carrying out observation and timeouts.